For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Howell Service Center at Arkansas State University provides a range of outpatient services to children, adolescents, and adults in the community. Howell stands for Helping Our Wolves Learn. Some of the services include therapy, social skills training, academic interventions, and more. There's also a transition program starting this summer to help students transition to college. Through engagement and inclusive practices, the Howell Transition Program is designed to provide learning environments for students with intellectual disabilities and autism. Telling us more is Assistant Professor of Psychology at Arkansas State University, Dr. Kristen Johnson, and Coordinator of the Howell Transition Program, Elizabeth Snow. Johnson tells how the Howell Service Center started.
So there are two really great aspects about the Howell Center. One is the Howell Service Center, where we offer counseling services, academic services, play therapy, group therapy, couples and marriage counseling on the Howell Service Center side. And we actually are a part of the clinical mental health program along with the school psychology program that provides services on one side. On the other side, we have the Howell Transition Program that will be opening up in the summer of July of 2020 for students that actually want to be a Red Wolf, but who also have an intellectual disability or autism. And so that's all encompassed in the Howell Center, but they're two separate kind of entities.
Okay, so we're going to talk about both of those here. Mm-hmm. Howell stands for Helping Our Wolves Learn, is that right?
That's correct.
How did this start, if you don't mind, please?
I've been in the field for 21 years, and being part of faculty and training students has always been something that I really liked. However, I'm always called back to practice. And so if I wanted to come back to academia, I wanted to be able to have a place where we actually did provide services to the community. But also, the transition part came a little bit, the transition part program came a little bit later. So we envisioned opening up a clinic because if we're going to train students, we actually should have them practice instead of going out into the field and expecting someone else to look at their skills. And so we felt like the clinical mental health and school psychology felt like it would be a really good opportunity. And we had the space. And so we really wanted to provide a united front. A lot of centers don't provide wraparound services. And so we're trying to provide as much of those wraparound services for families. Whether it be academic or play therapy or the family needs therapy or mom and dad aren't getting along as well as they need to. And so trying to provide in one place a multitude of different services. And so we had the grand opening about a year ago, and we've had really great success with that. We actually have two clinical days where we see clients, and we're moving to our third and fourth day because we actually have a lot of people from the community calling. The transition program has been in the behind the scenes just as long as the Howell Service Center. However, because it's a program at A-State, has taken a little bit longer to kind of navigate the waters. This is only my third year here at Arkansas State University, so I didn't know completely the lay of the land. But being a school psychologist and working with students in secondary mm-hmm. who have an intellectual disability, and we're working on transition goals and what comes after high school, and not having a lot of options and not really having places for students to be able to go to live their best lives or to fulfill their aspirations. And so my alma mater opened up a program like this. Actually, the person that opened it up graduated with me and is one of my closest friends. And so we started talking about that. So the transition program may seem new, but it's been behind the scenes for about a year and a half. And so that's the other piece that I've really wanted, because sometimes those students at that particular age tend to get a little bit more, I wouldn't say neglected, but not as much focus maybe in the school system, mm-hmm. about what their next steps are. And so there seems to be a little bit of gap of leaving school.
What's after high school?
What's after high school? And so I wanted to have more options than just going home.
And the transition program, those are for autism, Elizabeth, is that right? Autism and tell us about that.
Students with intellectual disabilities as well. So not just autism, but also students with intellectual disabilities.
So tell us about Elizabeth, have you been working with us since it started about a year and a half ago or so?
I have not, actually. I came on to A-State to work with Dr. Johnson in September, so not even quite a month yet.
Right. But tell us a bit about your work and what you've been doing.
I've been helping with Dr. Johnson said, the behind-the-scenes stuff, trying to get the program up and running and making connections with the different departments. We want our students not just to only be in the HAL transition program, but we want them to be really engaged in all aspects of the campus. We want them to have the traditional college experience.
What are some of the things specifically that you work on, like specifically when you're helping students?
Okay, so with our students, so we'll have mentors. We have faculty, staff mentors. We also have student mentors. They come in and they will help our students engaging in the campus, doing more like social things out, like not just, like I said, not just within the program, going to ball games if they want to go to ball games, teaching them life skills, and it's not just our mentors, but we'll be doing that as well. Cooking skills, whatever our students actually need. So it's going to be individualized for each student.
Mm-hmm. And I think the real beauty about our program at Arkansas State University, there are four other programs mm-hmm. in the state of Arkansas. However, ours is unique in many different aspects. One, we're the only program in the state of Arkansas that really promotes complete inclusivity.
Right.
So anybody that comes to college wants the college experience. I mean, we all can remember when we went to college and we are, you know, now we look at the computers to see what classes that we take. But I remember getting the newspaper and peeling through the classes and thinking, oh, I need to take, you know, intro to psych. What section do I want to take? What professor do I want to take? What time do I want to take? And being able to make those independent choices and having that exhilaration of I'm now starting to embark on my personal aspirations. And so not all the programs in Arkansas are completely inclusive. Ours are. They take electives. They also take any course that any other student would. They're also going to live in the residence hall. And so they can choose, just like any other student, where they're going to live on campus. If they want to join Greek life or if they want to join any club, because that's what the college experience is all about. And so not all the other programs in the state are because of design or because of how they've been set up or because of the needs of the students aren't completely inclusive. So some of them are, and all of them are great, but they just offer different things than what we do. The other thing is that not only are we completely inclusive, but we also have, we're one of the only programs in the state that offer financial aid.
Yeah.
And so when you put those two things together, any student that can actually come to our program, because we have the ability for our students to apply for financial aid, because if you did not apply for a federal application, students with intellectual disabilities actually can't have financial aid like any other student that comes to campus unless you actually apply for it. And we did, and we have January will be 1 year that we've had the federal designation. So our program is very unique, and we're very happy with that because we can provide another opportunity for students with intellectual disabilities than some of the other programs. But we're very different, and we're happy about that.
Mm-hmm. How are you all incorporating students in this by way of, you know, maybe students who are trying to get their degrees? And that kind of tell us a bit about that, if you don't mind, please.
So the HAL transition students are being incorporated into other classes and also other opportunities that are coming along, just like any other student. A-State students, mm-hmm. Other A-State students can be incorporated. We have Beta Wolves that can be ambassadors to the program. And so Beta Wolves is Be the Advocate. And it was also a little bit of a play of They aren't the star of the program because our transition students are the star of the program. So a little bit of that beta play on the word. So we have program evaluation, and we have a couple of students that have applied for some grants that are being that are part of the mentoring program evaluation of mentoring. Mm-hmm. So we actually already have, we've incorporated three graduate students and two undergrad, and we've carried that tradition on this year. Then we also have mentors that need to apply. So we have an application at astate.edu/HowellTP that you can apply to be a mentor that way. And they will be trained in mentoring because we have a lot of mentoring programs at A-State, and a lot of them are really great. But when we looked at how do we put a mentoring program together that we actually know what works for mentors, the literature was actually quite sparse, and not just for this program. I'm talking about actually in general. Yet we know that we have lots of lots of mentoring programs all over the place. But what do we want our mentors and our mentees to get out of this kind of process? So if I'm a mentor, what is it that I want to either give or learn or to expound on my skill sets? The literature base isn't there. That doesn't mean that they don't have outcomes. We just don't really know what the best method is at all times. So we've really pulled from every aspect of mentoring to really try to pull together a state-of-the-art mentoring program. And so students from any college can apply to be a mentor.
This gives, obviously, students who are wanting to go into these fields to be able to work with these different students, gives them a great opportunity, and of course more when this officially opens up, when the HAL transition program, you know, really officially opens. I know that they're still working on that. About how many students would you say, Elizabeth, are kind of there that are working on, you know, kind of total on the programs and working with different clients and working with different students?
Oh, goodness, that actually might be a Dr. Johnson question.
Okay.
I know right now we have three Beta Wolves that are involved, that are super involved with it. We also have a lot of graduate students in the school psychology program that are been involved with planning, like the fall festival that Dr. Johnson mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So our goal is we really have a motto of 6 degrees of separation. So we would really like to have 6 mentors for each student. And because we really feel like if we're working on independent skills, if we're working on social skills, if we're working on, say, soft skills for our job, if we're working on specific skills for a career that they may be interested in, that each mentor comes in with their own friend set, their own network, their own. And so our students can actually be completely embedded within the A-State student body,
right. Because
then they feel like they're actually a part of the university. And we also hope that our mentors feel exactly the same, because I have truly come to embody every Red Wolf counts. Dr. Dampus and I came about the same time. I was actually teaching summer when he first started, and that just resonated with me. And so we want what we're doing at the HAL transition to embody what he's talking about, maybe not on the scale of the entire university, but the scale that the HAL transition program will be. So we're hoping to have 6 student mentors to every HAL transition program student.
Thank you for coming up. Elizabeth, anything else you'd like to add about this, about the transition program, maybe something we haven't covered on that?
Well, Dr. Johnson mentioned it a little bit earlier, but, you know, we are going to need student mentors, and not just from our department in psychology and counseling, but from across the campus. If we have a student that's interested in business or radio, TV, it'd be great to have mentors from those programs to be able to work with our students as well, just because each individual is going to bring something new to the table.
Yeah. So how do people get a hold of you all if they want to be a mentor to be able to kind of start that process?
So we have an application on our website. Dr. Johnson mentioned earlier, it's astate.edu/HALTP. on the website, there's the mentor option. You click it, and then you can see the application, and then just fill it out and mail it in, and I'll contact you.
That's Dr. Kristen Johnson and Elizabeth Snow talking about the Howell Service Center and the Howell Transition Program on the campus of Arkansas State University. The center is located on the first floor of the Education and Communications Building on the A-State campus. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.